Sairam children, we are so happy to be with all of you on this very, very special day.
Yes, children, it is so nice that we can speak to you on this beautiful festival day.
Do you all know what festival it is? Some of you staying outside India may possibly not know. Today is the Ganesh Chaturthi festival, the festival on which we worship Lord Ganesha.
And who does not like Ganesha? His beautiful and cute elephant face
and his graceful gait and pose makes him so endearing,
especially to children. I think all of us as children loved Lord Ganesha, and Ganesh Chaturthi is always one of our favorite festivals.
Children, there are many facets to this festival and Lord Ganesha, but we are not going to tell you all of it. We have a few children from Swami's Ishwaramma school who will be telling us a lot of interesting facts.
So children, are you ready for this journey to learn about Ganesha and this festival from children? It is difficult to tell you everything, but we can tell you a few things for sure.
So, you know, what was the first question we asked them? Here it is.
We know that Ganesha has lot of names. Can each one of you tell two names of Lord Ganesha without repetition?
Lambodara Vinayaka.
Ekadanta, that is, the Lord who has one tusk. Vignaharta, the removal of all obstacles.
Ganesha, Lord of Ganas. Gauri Tanay, the son of Parvati.
Vakratunda with one trunk.
Koti Surya Samaprabha.
The meaning of this is, for one sun, whole world we are getting the light, but Ganesha has shining of 100 suns.
Vakratunda.
Vakratunda means who has the curved trunk.
So Ganesha has so many names. But what is it about Ganesha that makes us like him so much? We asked Sai Chandana and Devendra, and this is what they had to say.
As a child, I was fascinated by his symbolic figure of an elephant's head with curved trunk and big ears on a human body. I also like Ganesha as he is known as Vignaharata, the destroyer of all obstacles. He is worshipped as the god of education, knowledge, wisdom and wealth. All the other gods have ornaments covering their ears, while there is a symbolic significance to each of his body parts. His large ears are always open to listen to his devotees' prayers. His trunk can easily sense all the mistakes committed by us. His huge stomach stores all the negative thoughts which are present within us. So, I bow down and pray to Lord Ganesha to bestow me with prosperity, wisdom and good fortune.
Lord Ganesha is considered as the Lord of prosperity, wisdom and good fortune. Lord Ganesha represents the power of the Supreme Being that takes away obstacles and guaranteed victory in human accomplishments. By tradition, every religious festival begins with the worship of Lord Ganesha. All virtuous qualities and success are believed to be bestowed by Lord Ganesha. Every year, the birthday of Lord Ganesha is celebrated as Ganesh Chaturthi.
But do you know, children, Ganesh Chaturthi in Puttaparthi is very, very special. Do you know what makes it so exciting? Vindhya told us why she likes this festival so much.
And of course, after that, Ganesh asked all of them what makes this festival special, especially in Prashanthi Nilayam.
Ganesh Chaturthi or Vinayaka Chaturthi is one of the festivals with which many of our childhood memories are associated. I have witnessed and been a part of this awesome festival all through my growing up years. My parents would take me to the various Ganesh Pandals during this 10-day festival. I also witnessed the awesome processions on the last Visarjan day. Ganesh Chaturthi is celebrated with equal festivity and devotion in many states of India like Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Goa, Maharashtra, Gujarat and so on. Ganesh Chaturthi is one of the major festivals celebrated in India with great enthusiasm and devotion. This festival marks the birthday of Lord Ganesha, the Lord of knowledge, prosperity, wisdom and good fortune. Weeks before Ganesh Chaturthi, excitement settles in. Various artistic clay models varying in sizes and poses are prepared by the artisans. These statues are installed in colorfully decorated pandals in homes, localities and temples. Garlands and lights add up to the beauty of the statue. A ritual known as Prana Pratishtha that involves chanting of the mantras by the priest is a common sight. After this, the prayers are offered in 16 different ways in ritual called Shodashobachara. Finally, there is a ritual known as Uttar Puja, which means bidding farewell to Lord Ganesha with due reverence. After this ritual, there is a ceremony of immersing the statue in water, which is known as Ganapati Visarjan. Ganapati Bappa Morya, a common chanting that evokes the feelings of devotees, is commonly heard during celebrations. This festival not only involves prayers, but also takes into account the time for cultural activities like dancing, singing, orchestra and theatre performances. A lot of community activities are also part of the celebrations.
So children, we all celebrate Ganesh Chaturthi in Swami's divine presence. What did you feel as Swami students? Can all of you share some views?
In Swami's Ganesh Chaturthi celebration, students prepare different colorful chariots for Lord Ganesha with lot of devotion. We show our devotion by singing bhajans.
Celebrating Ganesh Chaturthi in Swami presence is very lucky chance for us. And in Mandir, all the students of Swami make different chariots and bring. Seeing that, we feel happy. And whereas we worship Ganesha through different ways. Swami says there are different forms, but God is one. So every day we can have Ganesh Chaturthi and everything. And devotion truly means heartfully singing bhajans, Vedas and praying to God with full hearted.
So there is one speciality when you see Ganesha. Ganesha is so huge, but when you see his vehicle, it's so small, it's a little mouse. What is the speciality in that? Have you ever thought about it?
As I know, no one is smaller to help the bigger one. This means that anything small can help the bigger one. The bigger one should never think that this thing is smaller than me and it can never help me. We should never think that. As we know that Mushika is smaller than Ganesha, Ganesha never thought that Mushika is smaller and treated it as its own best friend.
In the olden days, before Mushika became a rat, the vehicle of Lord Ganesha, he was a huge Rakshasa. He can lift
in very huge mountains and very huge things. So it is not a very hard thing for him to lift Lord Ganesha.
Mushika is a vehicle of Ganesha and Ganesha has blessed it with the power to carry Ganesha. And Mushika feels happy while carrying Ganesha. And Ganesha and Mushika are the close friends. And Mushika never felt that carrying Ganesha is a burden for me.
As I know, Ganesha is very close friend to the Mushika. And I think Ganesha thought different from other gods, that all other gods have all huge animals and why I should be different. And I think Ganesha thought that I want very small animal and gave power to Mushika for carrying Ganesha.
But Priyam, we missed out an important part of the festival. Her favorite too.
Oh, of course. How can any festival be complete without prasadam? And Ganesha too has a very favorite prasadam, which we offer to him during this festival. And of course, we enjoy it very much too.
Yes, of course. Our friend Narasimhamurthy tells us about that, and he also tells us little about Ganesha's history.
The main attractions for foodies in this festival is Modak, the dumpling of rice or flour stuffed with steamed jaggery, coconut and dry fruits. Karanji, similar to Modak, is another dish made in this festival. It's only during this festival unity and harmony is observed collectively for 10 days. It is only during this festival dishes like Modak and Sundas are prepared without using oil. It is the only festival that we do not see the moon due to the curse given by Ganesha. Ganesha, one of the most beloved gods, is known by 108 different names in our culture. With Ganesh Chaturthi just a day away, we bring you the history and different traditions and rituals that are practiced during the Ganesh Utsav. Of all the stories linked to the history of Ganesh Chaturthi, the most relevant one relates back to the Lord Shiva and Parvati. It is believed that Parvati is the creator of Ganesha. The story says that Parvati used her sandalwood paste and created Ganesha in the absence of Shiva. She gave him the work of guarding the bathroom door while she was bathing. After Shiva returned home, Ganesha and Shiva got into a tiff, due to which Shiva severed the head of the child. Witnessing the sight, Parvati enraged and Lord Shiva promised getting Ganesha back to life. The followers searched for a child's head facing north, but all they would find was an elephant's head, and that's how our Gajanana was born.
So we did learn a lot of things about Ganesha, didn't we? But we do love to hear you children sing with your sweet voices too. So we asked these boys and girls to sing for us also.
And they did sing beautifully for us. And one of those songs is a brand new song written by their teacher for this year's Ganesh Chaturthi. So first let us listen to that stotram, to the stotram by the girls, and then that song.
मुदाकरात मोदकं सदा विमुक्ति साधकं कलादरावतंसकं विलासि लोकरक्षकं अनायकैकनायकं विनाशितेभ्य दैत्यकं नताशुभाशुनाशकं नमामि तं विनायकं न ते चरातिभीकरं न वोदितार्कभास्वर न मत्सुरारिनिर्जरं न तादिकापदुर्धरम् सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरं गजेश्वरं गणेश्वर महेश्वरं तमाश्रये परात्परं निरन्तर సమస్తలోక శంకరం నిరస్త దైత్యకుంజ దరే దరోదరం వరం వరే భవత్రమక్ష కృపాకరం క్షమాకరం ముదాకరం యశస్కర మనస్కరం నమస్కృత మనస్కరోమి భాస్వర అకించనాతిమార్జనం చిరంతనోక్తి బాధన పురారి పూర్వనందనం సురారి గర్వచర్వన్ ప్రపంచనాశ భీషణం ధనంజయాది భూషణ కపోల దానవారణం భజే పురాణవారణ నితాంత కాంతిదంత కాంతమంత కాంతకాత్మజ అచించ రూపమంత్రహీనమంతరాయ కృంతన్ హృదంతరే నిరంతరం వసంతమేవ యోగిన తమేకదంతమేవ తం విచింతయామి సంతత్ మహాగణేశ పంచరత్నమాదరేణ యోన్వా ప్రజల్పతి ప్రభాత కేరిది స్మరన్ గణేశ్వర అరోహతామదోక్షతాం సుసాహితీం సుపుత్ర సమాహితాయురశ్రభూతిమభ్యుపైతి సోచిరా మభ్యుపైతి సోచిరాత్ మభ్యుపైతి సోచిరాత్
బొమ్మ బొమ్మ తాతయ్య తయ్య నకు చినాకు నకు దిమ భజను కరే ఉదలిత నకు దిమిది తాం తితాం తోం తై తై గణపతి నాం సదా బొమ్మ బొమ్మ తాతయ్య తయ్య నకు చినాకు నకు దిమ భజను కరే ఉదలిత నకు దిమిది తాం తితాం తోం తై తై గణపతి నాం సదా తిమిక్రడ తిమిక్రడ తిక్కితాల తిమిక్రడ తకిడ తకిడ తవో బుదాం తిమిక్రడ తిమిక్రడ చకితాల తిమిక్రడ తకిడ తకిడ తవో బుదాం ఉదలిత నక దిమిది తాం దితాం తోం తై తై గణపతి నాం సదా ఉదలిత నకు దిమిది తాం దితాం తోం తై తై గణపతి నాం సదా అవరు వాసువర్తరం వాగితీ అగే నామచం గణరాజా అవరు వాసువర్తరం వాగితి అగే నామ చత్ గణరాజ తాళ మంతిర బహుతాం సత్తులమందరికీ సురబాజ తాళ మంతిర బహుతాం సత్తులమందరికీ సురబాజ బొమ్మ బొమ్మ తాతయ్య తయ్య నకు చినాకు నకు దిను భజన్ కరే ఉదలిత నకు దిమితి తాం దితాం తోం తై తై గణపతి నాం సదా వేణు వాసువర్ అమృత కుండలికి తరికిడ తరికిడ తనౌరుజా వేణు వాసువర్ అమృత కుండలికి తరికిడ తరికిడ తనౌరుజా నారద గుంపరు వైణవ జాగే నారద గణమే ఉపసత్య నారద గుంపరు వైణవ జాగే నారద ఉమసత్య తిమిక్రిడ తిమిక్రిడ తిక్కితాల తిమిక్రిడ తకిడ తకిడ తోరుద ఉదలిత నకు దిమిదితాం దితాం తోం తై తై గణపతి నాం సదా అవరు వాసువర్తరం వాగితి ద్రిమి 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 మృతుతంగ అవరు వాసువర్తరం వాగితి ద్రిమి 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 మృతుతంగ నవాపు సారంగి చితారి కినరీ అవరు వాసువరముగ సంగ నవాపు సారంగి చితారి కినరి అవరు వాసువర్ముగ సింగ బొమ్మ బొమ్మ తాతయ్య తయ్య నకు చినాకు నకు దిను భజన్ కరే ఉదలిత నకు దిమిది తాం దితాం తోం తై తై గణపతి నాం సదా ఉదలిత నకు దిమిది తాం దితాం తోం తై తై గణపతి నాం సదా తై తై గణపతి నాం సదా తై తై గణపతి నాం సదా.
That was an interesting song, and I'm sure that that was the first time that anybody's here listening to it on radio. Now, children, going back to Ganesha's prasadam, the most interesting part of this festival, do you know what Swami tells about this special Ganesha prasadam, Modaka, children?
It is a very special kind of prasadam, and it should be prepared without using any oil. And that is why it makes it a very healthy prasadam too.
Healthy prasadam? Don't tell us that. What is so healthy about Modakam? Isn't that what some of you children are asking or thinking in your mind right now? Then we better ask the doctor herself to explain to you.
That's a good idea, Prem. So let us ask Dr. Lata Shri from the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital to talk to us about this special Ganesh Chaturthi prasadam.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sairam children, today being the holy festival of Ganesh Chaturthi, I am sure, children, you have all have offered your prayers to Ganesha, who is the remover of obstacles. And I think you have also enjoyed the prasad that was offered to Ganesha today. As we all know, Ganesha is called Modaka Priya. He loves this sweet Modaka. Swami says, though Ganesha has a pot belly, he has perfect health, and this is because he relishes and partakes of a steamed cooked food as prasadam. This delicious prasad that we prepare and offer to him on the Vinayaka Chaturthi day is a very healthy preparation because it is steam cooked, unlike the other foods that are fried in oil. Swami says, the food items which are cooked in fire with oil content are harmful to us, and they are harmful to the Jetharagni that is present inside the stomach, and this is the digestive fire which is necessary for digestion and absorption of food. And also, such oily foods give rise to various diseases, and we all know that oily foods lead to increase in the level of bad cholesterol in the body, which is a risk factor for heart disease. And also, oily preparations are not easily digested by the body, whereas the favorite food item of Ganesha, Modakam, is easily digested in the body. And not only Modakam, any other steam cooked food like idlis are well suited for patients. That is why for patients we recommend idlis, because they are easily digested and they do not have any adverse effect on the belly. As we all know, Modakam is a sweet dish that is prepared from rice flour, jaggery and sesame seeds or till seeds, which are mixed together, made into small balls, and then they are steam cooked. Jaggery, the most important ingredient of this preparation, has many health benefits. It is rich in iron, which is necessary for hemoglobin synthesis in the body. So jaggery is very good for those with iron deficiency anemia. Jaggery is also good for eyes, and jaggery activates certain digestive enzymes in the body, so it helps in digestion and prevents gastric disorders in the body. Jaggery is also loaded with antioxidants and minerals like zinc and selenium, which boost the immunity of the body. Jaggery also helps to prevent constipation because it stimulates the bowel movements, and it also helps to cleanse or detoxify our liver. Another ingredient, sesame seeds or till seeds, is also very good for the body. It helps to make the bones strong, so it prevents osteoporosis. It is good for eyes also. And also, sesame seeds increase the level of good cholesterol in our body, so it helps to prevent heart diseases. So children, in the ancient traditional mode of observing these festivals, Swami says, great emphasis is laid on good health as the prerequisite for spiritual pursuits. That is why we say, Shariramadhyam Khalu Dharma Sadhanam. Swami further says, for achieving the four goals of human life, namely dharma, artha, kama and moksha, that is righteousness, wealth, desire and liberation, one should basically have a very healthy body. And even the prasadam preparation of food offering that we make on these holy festival days promotes good health. So all this shows that our festivals are very special even from health point of view. Jai Sai Ram.
So with that, we learnt about Ganesha's prasadam too. There was one more aspect about the festival the children mentioned.
Yes. And that is the chariot procession. You know, children, one of the unique aspects of this festival
is that a Ganesha statue is worshipped, and in the end of the worship of a few days, the idol is put into a river, lake, well, or sometimes even the sea.
Yes, that was one of the important and significant aspects of this festival. We are supposed to make a Ganesha with clay and put it in a water body where the idol again becomes clay.
But sadly, children, nowadays people make Ganesha with other synthetic material, and that causes pollution and also has no meaning.
Do you know why we have to make the idol with clay and put it back into a water body? Let us see if any of you can answer that question. But before that, one of our little friends from Hyderabad wants to share something very interesting with us.
It is Shraddha. And if you remember, children, we had a conversation with her last week. Okay, let us see what Shraddha has to share with us.
Sai Ram friends, today we all are celebrating Ganesh Chaturthi. I pray Ganesha to bless us all. I like Ganesha so much. I want to share my feelings here. When I was 6 years old, I saw the movie My Friend Ganesha. I love that movie a lot. In that, one little boy who is not happy for some reasons in the school and also at home. Then his aunt comes to take care of that little one. She explains all about Ganesha and they do puja on Ganesh Chaturthi. After that, this boy always feels the presence of little Ganesha playing and helping him. And I also felt Ganesha is with me too if I chant Om Gam Ganpate Namaha sincerely. And from that year, I started doing Ganesh Puja every year. Me and my brother go with my father to get Ganesha home. And we decorate the idol with flowers. And we get all the leaves which we use for the puja. Few are medicinal herbs too. We put our books in front of Ganesha to bless us in our studies. We also play musical instruments for Ganesha. And as we all know, he blesses us and removes all the obstacles in every step of our lives. Since last year, we have decided not to buy a colorful Ganesha idol, as it pollutes water when we do immersion. This year, I tried making a Ganesha with clay. In our Valvikas, we were taught how to make it. And I made little Ganesha so nicely. When I was making it, I felt Mother Parvati does in the same way. I did it for the first time, but I felt I'm spending time with my Ganesha by doing it. I request everyone to make their Ganeshas only with mud, and we can immerse in the water so easily without polluting. Now, I want to sing a bhajan along with my brother on guitar, which we sang last year in bhajan medley.
Gajavadana Gananatha, Gajavadana Vinayaka, Gajavadana Gananatha, Gajavadana Vinayaka, Siddhi Vidata Shivatanaya, Buddhi Pradayaka Gajanana, Parvati Nandana Bhava Bhaya Bhanjan, Yuga Yuga Vandita Jaya Shri Ganesha, Yuga Yuga Vandita Jaya Shri Ganesha. Gajavadana Gananada, Gajavadana Vinayaka.
That was very good advice from Shraddha, wasn't it, children? I especially like that point where she said, it gives me more time with my Ganesha. But children, do you all know why we should worship Ganesha?
And not just worship, but worship him first. In any prayers, be it at school, home, temple, or even during ceremonies, Lord Ganesha is always worshipped. Do you know why, children?
Oh, there is a beautiful story behind it, children. And this is what we are going to listen now. Are you all ready to hear it?
It is a very nice story and we are sure you will all enjoy it. So here we go, the Ganesh Chaturthi special story.
Sai Ram children, are you all ready for this week's story? But before that, a happy Ganesh Chaturthi to all of you. May Lord Ganesha, the Vigna Vinashaka, remove all obstacles from your life. As you all know children, before we start any important work, be it our studies, exam or even while doing a puja, we are supposed to pray to Lord Ganesha. But do you know why it is so, children? How did Ganesha come to be worshipped before all gods? That is what we are going to listen about in today's story. Okay, let's get to the story then. As you all know, Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati had two sons. The elder was our favorite Ganesha, and the younger was Lord Subramanya, was known for his good looks and valor. One day, the other gods in the heaven were wondering who among these two was more wise. They debated amongst themselves for a long time, but could not come to any conclusion. So, they went to Lord Brahma, the god of creation, and placed before him the doubt they had. Lord Brahma said, "I am the creator of the world. I do not know about divine beings, so it would be difficult for me to give you an answer. But maybe Narada would be able to devise a plan by which we can find out who is wise between Ganesha and Subramanya." Children, do you know about sage Narada? He is the most mischievous character in Indian mythology. He was known to create confusion and fights wherever he went. But he was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, and that is why even the confusion he would create would always result in a good ending. Okay, let's get back to the story now. So, sage Narada was called and given this task of finding who was wise, Ganesha or Subramanya. Off went Narada to Kailasa, the abode of Lord Shiva. He carried with him a fruit that looked very delicious and inviting. The moment Lord Shiva saw Narada, he said, "Narada, so what mischievous plan have you come with? What is the prank you are planning to play on us?" Narada replied, "Narayan, Narayan, oh Lord, why do you make fun of me like that? I have come to you to have your darshan, receive your blessings, and offer you a small gift." Lord Shiva smiled as he understood that the gift was going to be the source of confusion. Narada continued, "Lord, I wish to offer to you this very, very special fruit. This is no ordinary fruit, my Lord. It is the fruit of wisdom. And I thought a fruit as special as this one should be offered to none less than Lord Shiva himself." Lord Shiva knew Narada's plans very well, but he decided to play along. Accepting the fruit, the Lord said, "Thank you, Narada, but instead of me having this fruit, let me give it to Ganesha and Subramanya." "But Lord, there is one problem," said Narada. "This fruit cannot be cut or shared. Whoever eats the fruit will have to eat it entirely." So it will not be possible for Ganesha and Subramanya to have it. You will have to give it to the one whom you think deserves it more. Children, did you understand Sage Narada's plan now? Instead of asking Lord Shiva the question directly, he devised this plan to find out the answer. Now, whoever Lord Shiva picks as the worthy to receive the special fruit can be said to be the greater among the two, isn't it? But Lord Shiva did not do that. He called the two of them and told Narada, "Oh Narada, it is very difficult for me to choose between the two of them. How can I give it to just one of them?" "Oh Lord, I don't know about that. I have offered the fruit to you. Now it is up to you to decide whom you will give it to, Ganesha or Subramanya. Maybe you can conduct a small contest between the two. But who am I to suggest to you, O Lord? You know the best. Narayan, Narayan." Lord Shiva said, "That seems like a good idea. Why not have a contest? The winner of the contest will get this special fruit as a gift. Okay, so there will be a competition. Ganesha, Subramanya, you both should go around the whole world 3 times. Whoever completes it first will get this fruit." Thus, it was decided that this was going to be the competition. The moment Narada said, "Ready, set, go," Lord Subramanya jumped onto his super fast peacock and flew away. But children, we all know about our Ganesha. He has a big belly and walks slowly and gracefully, doesn't he? Added to that, he did not have a peacock. He only had a cute little mouse. Now, everyone was thinking, just like you, that this is not fair. This is a no contest. Subramanya will easily win the race. But you know what happened, children? Even as Ganesha saw Subramanya returning after accomplishing his task, Ganesha quickly got up, went to Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati, did pranams to them and started going around them. And by the time Subramanya came to Kailasa, he finished 3 rounds. He turned to Lord Shiva and said, "Father, now I have won the race. Please, please give me the fruit." Lord Shiva knew everything, but he pretended to be surprised. He asked Ganesha, "Son, you were supposed to go around the whole world 3 times. Why did you go around us?" Ganesha explained to the Lord and all gathered there, "Father, any child is brought to the world by the mother and father. If not for the parents, no one can even come to the world. So, a good son will always consider his parents as his world. Also, you are not just my parents. You are the divine mother and father for the whole world. And the whole world is pervaded by both of you. That is why going around you is equivalent to going around the whole universe." Lord Shiva was so pleased with this answer that he immediately declared Ganesha as the winner and gave him the fruit. He then said, "Ganesha, you have proved today that no one can match your intelligence. You have also understood the relation between God and creation. So, I bless you that henceforth, in every worship, the first puja must be offered to you. Even if I am going to be worshipped, I should be worshipped only after the puja has been offered to you. So you see, children, that is why we always offer first prayers to Lord Ganesha. You should keep this in mind always. There is one other important lesson we must learn from this story. Nobody is more important to us than our parents. As Swami would say, we owe our very life to them. They have given us all that we need and always strive for our happiness. We must never forget to respect them and do whatever it takes to keep them happy. That is the lesson Ganesha teaches us. He earned all the respect because of his devotion to his mother and father. So children, praying to Lord Ganesha to confer intelligence on all of you and thanking you all for your wonderful company, I conclude the story. Sai Ram.
Wasn't that an amazing story, children? Oh, I really enjoyed it.
Me too. So children, did you learn how important it is to worship Ganesha before starting anything new? Worshipping Ganesha is very important, and more so for students.
Ganesha is often described as Buddhi Pradata, which means one who confers Buddhi or the power to discriminate. What is this discrimination?
In our everyday life, we have to keep deciding between good and bad, right and wrong. In this choice, we should always be wise enough to choose the good and right. For that, we need what is called discrimination.
Sometimes, children, choosing the good one can be more difficult and the wrong may appear easier too. For instance, your teacher asks you if you have done your homework. And let us say, you have not done it. If you know for sure that the teacher will not check. Let us say, the teacher feels you are a very good student and she will accept your word.
In such a case, it is easier to say a lie and get away. Saying the truth may make the teacher angry at that moment. But we have to do what is right even in such a situation. In this case, if you tell the teacher the truth, she may get angry that moment. But she will have respect for you. She will think, oh, this child is bold enough to tell me the truth. She or he is a very good child.
But at that moment, when you have to decide between what is right and wrong, we may not think of all these things. But if we have good discrimination, we will make the right decision at that point.
And this is very important in your whole life, children. You know, Swami says, it is this discrimination that separates man from an animal. If you recollect, few weeks back, Sumana Madam told us a chinnakatha about this, where an old sage tells the animals that man is superior because of this power of discrimination. But when he loses this discrimination, he becomes worse than even animals.
So to have that razor-sharp buddhi or discrimination, it is very, very important to worship Ganesha. So children, we will teach you one very, very simple sloka today. Try to learn it and chant every day. Think of Lord Ganesha and chant this sloka every day before going to school. You will all benefit in many ways. You will do better in studies, get better marks, will be able to remember what you study, and you will also choose what is right over what is wrong without any confusion.
So are you ready, children? I will chant one line and Ganesh will repeat, and you all can repeat with Ganesh. Vakratunda Mahakaya,
Vakratunda Mahakaya, Surya Koti Samaprabha,
Nirvignam Kurume Deva,
Nirvignam Kurume Deva,
Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada,
Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada.
Shall we repeat it once more? Vakratunda Mahakaya,
Vakratunda Mahakaya,
Suryakoti Samaprabha,
Suryakoti Samaprabha,
Nirvignam Kurume Deva,
Nirvignam Kurume Deva,
Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada,
Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada. This is a very simple sloka, children. Now Prem will tell us one line and I will tell you the meaning.
Vakratunda Mahakaya,
O Lord, with a curved trunk and a large body,
Suryakoti Samaprabha,
with a brilliance that equals the effulgence of 10 million suns,
Nirvignam Kurume Deva,
make obstacle free, O Lord,
Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada,
all my works at all times.
Children, you all must learn and chant the shloka every day. If you do so, you will see the benefits coming to you.
With that, children, it's time for us to go It's so nice. It was so nice spending this wonderful festival with all of you.
We thank all the children who participated in today's program. Even the songs we started the program with, even the song which we started the program with was sung by children from the Ishwarama school.
And before we go, we will play the Vakratunda Mahakaya Shloka sung by the same children. Till we meet you all next week, be good children and have a lot of fun. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, children.